Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull, Rob Getz, here on location over at Turkey Valley High School this morning for our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, online at fcmc.us.com. We're going in a little bit of a table round here for this morning, and we'll start off with you, introduce your name, position here for your senior senate, sport, class activity, or extracurricular, so on and so forth. Let's start with you.
My name is Mariah Thronson, and I'm the treasurer for the senior class. My favorite sport is basketball, and my favorite class is chemistry.
My name is Megan Blong. I am the vice president for Student Senate, and my favorite sport or extracurricular is FFA, and my favorite class is art.
Hi, I am Braylon Byrne. I am the class president of Student Senate. My favorite sport is basketball, and my favorite class is physical education.
Hi, my name is Hallie Weber. I am the secretary for Senior Senate. My favorite sport is volleyball, and my favorite class is Spanish.
All righty. Well, Mariah, Megan, Braylon, and Hallie, thanks a lot for joining me and taking the time out of school time to talk about homecoming this week. So let's kind of just jump right into it here. Let's talk about what has happened so far for homecoming week here at Turkey Valley. Who would like to start? All right, Braylon, go ahead.
So on Sunday we had our homecoming kickoff out at the school, and we had a great turnout for homecoming kickoff with inflatables, cross net, bags, spike ball, root beer floats, ribeye sandwiches, and a bunch of other things. And then we followed it by a community pep rally and then a kickball game between the FFA and the Winnesha County Sheriff's Department. The money raised goes to their educational outreach program.
All right. Now, Braylon, a quick question on that one. Who won that kickball game?
I believe the Winnesha County Sheriff's Department beat our FFA very bad.
Hey, it's all in the fun of sport for homecoming week, and you know what? Again, all in the fun there. So, Monday, what we do for homecoming for Monday? Hallie?
So, Monday, the girls did Powder Puff football, and there was also an elementary pep rally.
Okay, very good. And, of course, with Tuesday, what has gone on for Tuesday? Who would like to talk about that? Yep, go ahead, Mariah.
Tuesday, we had class kickball, and that's about it, with volleyball and cross-country games and meets.
All right. Very good. Speaking with Mariah Thronson, along with Megan Blong, Braylon Byrne, and Hallie Weber, joining us here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. We're talking about homecoming for this week. Plans ahead as we go into for Wednesday. What is going on for Wednesday? Yep. Go ahead there. Megan.
So for the rest of the week, we have boys volleyball. We have homecoming court games on Thursday. And also that night is the crowning of the homecoming king right before the varsity volleyball game. And then Friday afternoon, we run a 1 o'clock dismissal schedule, and we play all kinds of fun games for the whole high school. And then that night is the football game at 7 o'clock and the crowning of the homecoming queen at halftime.
Alrighty, and may I ask you guys next question, what is your favorite part of homecoming week? Who would like to talk about that one? It's kind of a throwback. Let's go to Hallie on this one.
I would say my favorite part of homecoming week is the Friday games, and also I really like seeing everybody's dress-up days and the creativity that goes with it.
I see that one of those nights coming up, country night. Who's got their country get-up? You not quite prepared yet, just yet? Not quite. Any other favorite parts of homecoming you guys wanted to share as well? All right, let's go with Mariah.
I like having the girls play football because we obviously normally don't get the chance, and having the guys play volleyball, it's funny seeing the roles reversed.
Probably some incorrect serves and whatnot. I'm not the best at sports, but you know what? I do enjoy watching it rather than taking part. But be that as it may, let's talk about, you know, Student Senate. You guys are all part of the Student Senate there. How do you guys go about planning all of the activities during the week? Megan, could you fill in on that?
Yeah, so we have meetings every Friday leading up to homecoming week, and we all as a Senate 7 through or 8 through 12 come up with the different dress up days. Obviously there's some set activities that we always do, but then those Friday games, there's numerous different ones that we do that we tend to switch up every once in a while, but just getting everything planned and planning kickoff and planning the dance, just getting everything ready and set up. And in those meetings, we take care of that. So, yeah.
And is it all taking part within the Senate, or do you kind of go for maybe a public vote maybe amongst the school? No, just pretty much all together, you guys there on the Senate there. Now, what's the best part about going to Turkey Valley and being a Trojan? I'll open this to all you guys there who would like to talk about that. Go ahead, Braylon.
I think being a Trojan and going to Turkey Valley is awesome because we have great school spirit and it's an enjoyable place to be, and you have a great, strong community behind you.
Excellent. Who else would like to speak about going to Turkey Valley and being a Trojan? Yep, Hallie?
I feel like our teachers here are really flexible with us on homecoming week, so we're able to do a lot of activities during the school day that a lot of other schools aren't able to do.
Kind of more or less being like on the friends' side, not too strict, I assume. Yeah, very good. Nice answer, Hallie. Do appreciate that. And now as we get into, of course, with homecoming week, any further information on the activities we talked about or maybe even some questions about the week ahead here, how can we learn more about homecoming for this week? I'd like to open up. Yep, Megan?
So all that information is on our school's social media. So on Facebook, we have all that information out there. Just times for everything, dates, all that good stuff is on those social medias.
Very good. Mariah Thronson, Megan Blong, along with Braylon Byrne and Hallie Weber joining us here on the Morning Roundup 95.1 The Bull, talking about Turkey Valley homecoming week. And I know that, Mariah, we have a couple extra notes before we kind of wrap things up here for this morning.
Yeah, and on Friday, we're asking all businesses and community to wear red and white to work to show their Trojan pride.
Very good. And as you guys say, go Trojans. Look forward to the activities for the rest of this week, volleyball and football, and of course, with crowning the homecoming queen as well. So again, make sure to check out all the information for your Turkey Valley Trojans there, as I mentioned before. And any final words, guys, before we part for the rest of the day here?
Go Trojans.
Go Trojans. A little cheer from us here at Turkey Valley High School. Guys, Mariah, Megan, Braylon, Hallie, thanks a lot for joining me, guys, here for the Morning Roundup. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. This community conversation brought to you by our friends at Floyd County Medical Center, online at fcmc.us.com.